All right, here we are.
Here we are.
The greatest show on earth.
It is. We are.
Voice Coaches Radio, everybody.
We're definitely a circus.
Yeah, I'm John.
And I'm Tina.
Yeah. So here we are. We want to talk today about getting support. Like, mm-hmm. and you know, and I think this, we're going to be more talking to the people who aren't supporting people, but,
yeah.
but I think I also want to give people a boost who aren't getting the support they need from the people around them. There's a weird phenomenon I've seen, and I have seen this many times, and I'm fortunate that I don't have this in my life. Mm-hmm. My partner in life, my wife is, very supportive of anything that I choose to do or anything.
That's good.
Very supportive, nice. as mm-hmm. I am to her. But there are many people out there that don't feel the support from the people closest to them. Mm-hmm. We're talking about voiceovers here, but this isn't everything.
Yeah.
Where, oh, my husband doesn't support me mm-hmm. in this. Or my brother or my sister, they go, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? You already have a job. And what's interesting about that is sometimes you find the support from people who aren't the closest to you, mm-hmm. who go, well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And so you have to embrace that support. I get it. It stinks when someone
that's
close to you doesn't support you, but there are people out there who will, mm-hmm. you know? And so I'm really talking to those people. Listen, support the people around you. What's happening where mm-hmm. It's such an interesting and not in a good way, a negative thing to not support the people around you who want to do something better themselves, again, whether it be just to be happy or to do something to maybe make a little side income, a little side hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So talk about that a little.
I mean, I think a lot of it is you're right. They don't, you know, you just wonder why they don't support you, but you still have to, they don't support you. But in my mind, if you feel this is something that you want to do, then go ahead and do it. That's where we come in. And I have a ton of students who lack the confidence in doing it. When one, a lot of it is because you get that background noise of people saying, why are you doing that? You know, is there any money in that? Why? You know, so yes, you have that background noise, but you do have us as one, the instructors or our producers. If we didn't think you could do this, one, we would tell you, right? In a nice way. I always say way. Maybe you should try something else. But majority of the time, you know, we're here to support you. If we think you can do this, we're going to support you do this. You know, and I've got students left and right who are like, oh, I don't know. That doesn't sound good. You know, no, it does sound good. And we're going to let you know. And we're going to steer you in the right direction and build up that confidence. You know,
absolutely. Yeah. And our podcast producer, Clement, mentioned that one of the reasons that maybe people don't support others is they themselves have a fear of kind of going out on a limb and trying the thing they want to do, whether it be voiceovers or something else. So when you tell them, hey, I'm going to do this, they're like, oh, come on, because they're not doing anything, right?
Yeah.
They're stuck in their little rut, and they're kind of doing maybe a job they don't love, and they're paying their bills, and that's cool, but they're not gonna go out on a limb and do anything new.
Yeah.
So they don't want you doing it, because what happens then? You feel weird. You're like, oh, look, she's actually achieving the thing she wanted to do. Oh, I wish I did that.
Yeah, and that's too bad. I mean, but that you do get that from a lot of people who don't support you. It's because of what they're going through, or maybe they just don't want to see you be successful, and they're, you know, like, oh, geez. But I always hope
it's not that, right?
Yeah, no, I know. But you never know what it is.
Yeah.
You never know.
They're projecting themselves, their self-doubt, their fear onto you, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I think I told this story before about, I don't like retelling stories, but it's hard to remember, but I told the story about my mother I don't know if I told it off air on air because I remember we had some issues in the beginning where we were recording and not recording, but the story about my mother who her whole life sang to me, beautiful voice, sang to me as a child and would put me to sleep, and what a beautiful voice she had. But she worked for the state. She worked for New York State Tax and Finance.
Yeah.
Didn't love the job, but it was fine. And, you know, and she was at a great time in the state where when she retired, she got, high retirement, and because I got into this industry and I became successful in the entertainment industry as a voice actor and then as a producer and a voice actor, she, when she retired, started singing everywhere she could.
Yeah.
I mean, she started singing at church, but then she started doing these singing competitions and she started traveling around. She went to Nashville.
Oh my goodness, that's great. Yeah,
she did a singing competition in Nashville for her age group. They had it broken up in age groups. And I think she might have won. And so she said something to me that probably the proudest moment as an adult, because you learn things from your parents your whole life. And very rarely is it vice versa. Really, right? And my mother said, I just want to thank you. The whole reason I'm doing this, the whole reason I am like kind of living my best life and singing all the time, something that I love doing, is because of you. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, I didn't even, when you got into voiceovers, when you got into the entertainment industry, I really didn't even know that, first of all, that you could be successful doing it, but just the fact that you put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And you went through everything you had to go through and you became successful doing this. Because it wasn't easy.
No,
I was a struggling artist for a while. Yeah. And she said, everything went through it, but you did the thing you loved. You just kept doing it. Mm-hmm. Gave me the confidence to go out and do this. Yeah, super
that
cool.
That is so great. Oh, and I love that.
Yeah, and so I think, and luckily she does, her husband supports her, right? Yeah. He loves it. He brags about her singing.
Oh, that's nice.
He's like, you should hear your mom, And, and I say her husband, because it's not my father. Right? I was like, her husband, I don't call him my dad. They got married when I was older, but very supportive. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's really helpful. But here's what I would say to people, and I think you kind of already said this, so I'll reiterate kind of. If you don't have the support from the people closest to you, first of all, maybe you need new friends. I hate to say that, but maybe you need new friends.
New friends and relatives.
Surround yourself with supportive people. But unless I'm not saying to divorce your husband or wife. I'm just saying, but if that's not the case, if these are people you love and they just for some reason are supportive of you with this, or for whatever reason, find support.
Yeah.
A little further away because it's there.
It is there.
It's there.
It is.
There are people who will absolutely support you in whatever it is you want to do, whether it be voice acting, whether it be something else. They will support you.
You can do this, you know, so whether it is something else besides voice acting.
Call us.
Yeah.
Call us. I always tell people, if you're a client of ours, for example, if you're coming through our voice coaching program and you need someone to like give you a pep talk, call. I'll jump on the phone with you. Even if I'm busy, I'll make time. I'll jump out of a session or whatever, and I'll jump on the phone with you, and we'll chat a little bit, and I'll get you I'll get you hyped up again.
Yeah. Well, that's what I find, that I talk to a lot of students. It is, I think a lot of it is because it's the unknown, right? It's something different that they're probably not doing, like, maybe they are an accountant, and now here I'm doing some voice acting, which is so different. So maybe, numbers are really easy for you, and then you're a little iffy on that. I'll sit down and talk to you. Same thing. And talk to you about this, you can do this, definitely do this. And that's what I try to tell people, get that outside noise away.
Absolutely.
You can definitely do it. And it's funny because I do get a lot of like, hey, can you send me these little pep talks, emails every day? Just give us a call.
Yeah.
I'll record it for you and send it to you.
Well, Joe, if you contact us on Facebook, contact us on Instagram, our Instagram is Voice Coaches Life.
Okay.
But our Facebook is
Voice Coaches. Yes. Yeah.
So contact us anywhere and you'll get that support you need.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Awesome. Well, there you go. I hope. And again, I don't know what camera to look at, but
yeah.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. It must be this one, right? Yeah. That's yours. I suppose.
I don't know.
I don't know. Support your friends and your family. What are you doing? All right. Cool.
I think they'll listen. Yeah.
So thank you very much for listening once again. John G at voicecoaches.com.
And Tina at voicecoaches.com.
And we out of here. We'll be right back.